So, Dr. Karaf, we mostly focused on tardive dyskinesia, but maybe we can spend a couple of minutes on akathisia.
Sure.
It seems like akathisia is a problem with some of the dopamine partial agonists like aripiprazole or cariprazine or ziprasidone. What about like the typical antipsychotics? Do we also see akathisia with that?
Oh yes, it was a big problem even with the older drugs. I mean, it was a routine observation in patients with severe akathisia with haloperidol and all the rest, and it was one of the most uncomfortable and challenging disorders for patients who were on those drugs. It would lead to non-adherence, non-compliance, even violent behavior, because it has such a strong subjective as well as objective quality to it that it's hard to tolerate. Yeah,
right. So it's been there all along, not just with the newer medications. So one of our members, Dr. Antoinette Myrick from Johannesburg, South Africa, asks about akathisia with aripiprazole. That does it tend to settle down or improve spontaneously if you just wait and watch? Is that something you would recommend?
Well, I'm not sure of that and what the evidence is on that, but I think it can be such a painful, intolerable thing. It interferes with treatment. I think with that disorder particularly, I think you need to discuss with the patient and consider other options to provide some relief.
Right. I would agree with that. I mean, for that, you got to do something. I mean, either you stop that medication or add an antidote. It's not not easy to say to the patient to wait for a month and come back in a month or something.
Right. They won't accept that. They won't come back. They'll stop the medication anyway. So I think, again, being a good doctor of considering stopping or changing the medication if they need antipsychotics and so on and so forth, or considering specific agents to treat it would be a good idea. Okay. I guess there isn't any drug of choice, but things that have been tried are benzodiazepines. We don't feel that anticholinergic, anti-Parkinsonian agents are particularly effective, or beta blockers, which can cause hypotension. But there's some recent studies, people looking at mirtazapine.
Right, Dr. Myrick asked about what is the research on mirtazapine in this. So I guess because it's a set 5-HT2A blocker, there are some randomized controlled trials, and I have used it in my clinical practice many times with success. I think mirtazapine we should consider for akathisia.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, I agree with that.
And then lastly, her last question is like about akathisia, whether it's dose related, lower or higher doses, are higher doses more likely to cause akathisia?
Yeah, I would think so, and I think higher potency drugs too, at least we used to think so. So again, the worst cases of akathisia I've seen are on haloperidol, with people running up and down the ward or the clinic, just unable to stay still for a minute, and it's painful to watch, and so something needs to be done.
Right, and in the second generation, I guess aripiprazole, brexpiprazole, cariprazine, and ziprasidone, the A, B, C, and Z. Is how I remember it. A, B, C, and Z are the four that are more likely to cause akathisia.
Well, that's good to know. And unfortunately, that seems to be one of the few extrapyramidal disorders that still remains a problem, even with the newer drugs. I should mention, you know, there are also prolonged or chronic or even tardive forms of akathisia, which is very rare, but you know, that has been described, and perhaps the new tardive dyskinesia drugs would be effective even for that. But distinguishing acute akathisia from tardive akathisia or tardive dyskinesia can be very challenging.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karaf, for speaking to us and giving us a lot of good tips and advice in a short amount of time.
Well, thank you very much for covering this important area.